I was just thinking to myself, okay, if I don't say yes, I may never get this opportunity again. If I do say yes, I have to use every cell of my being to figure this out.
Jory Amos was asked by one of the most prestigious classical record labels to write what's called a song cycle in classical circles. And I'm sure I don't need to tell you, she said yes. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Rita Houston. Tori Amos has been one of the most important figures in pop music ever since her debut, Little Earthquakes, which, by the way, is coming up on its 20th anniversary next year. Tori Amos has recently released her 12th studio album, Night of Hunters, and with it, she travels way deeper into classical music than she has since her days at the Peabody Institute as a kid. When Deutsche Grammophon approached her with an idea to put her own spin on the classical form of the song cycle, she could hardly refuse. Delving into the 400-year archive of classical pieces, she found herself riffing off the greats like Bach, Schubert, and more. And when Tori Amos came by Studio A to perform some of this material, FUV's Darren DeVivo asked if she was intimidated by the project at first.
At first, I felt stress and all kinds of things, because you realize that it's dangerous. It's dangerous to do variations on themes of anyone's work, much less the great iconic masters of all time, because some people feel that they're sacred and shouldn't be touched. However, variations on the theme is part of the classical tradition, and they welcome that. If you don't get variations done on your music, you're really nobody. And you begin to learn that. That's how the classical people see it. So once I got my head around the form and studied song cycles, I thought, okay, it's similar to a musical in some ways, not the songs themselves, but the idea of narrative running through. There's just no dialogue in a song cycle. So you need characters, and you need to make sure your narrative is very tight.
Here on the edge of the moon, running from our future, as I look back, your heart grabs my hand, asking me to remember, although you made that would always take me to the edge of the circling pictures of you.
What I've learned is that when you're exploring something and yet you are a composer, you're making choices, of course. You know this in your mind, that a song can be arranged in many different ways. And I think this tour is about discovering some of those ways. And there are songs that were from the choir girl period that was much more electric and rhythmic and program driven. And yet they're going to a string quartet. And I'm very excited about people hearing how a string quartet can be rhythmic and how the piano is working with these musicians that come. They come very much from the classical world, but they're open. Mm-hmm. And I think we're kind of merging and finding a new expression together.
Every alchemist knows fusion and fission can unify or drive a force to split. He has been possessed to drink of the spices from the east by his liquid mistress, which then pushed me into the lair of uranium. She divides time between greed and his twin tyranny.
That's a live performance by Tori Amos of Nautical Twilight, and before that, Edge of the Moon. Both songs appear on Tori's new album, Night of Hunters. Take 5, produced today by Sarah Lilly. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.